This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
We put beans with everything.
Literally everything. Literally everything. They're like, and do you want beans? No, I don't. Respectfully.
Wait, whoa, hold on. Whoa. I've just tuned into what you just said. Did you say especially my breakfast?
Yeah.
You're pissing me right
Girl,
off.
Girl, no.
You don't have beans with your breakfast.
Girl, what do you think?
That is a breakfast. That is a breakfast staple.
Is
Eggs,
it?
Beans, toast,
sure, for prisoners.
What?
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me, blah, 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 blah. On to the guests. Today we have the hilarious, the iconic, the amazing Ayami Ponder.
Woo! Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You sound like you're from London.
I hate that so much.
Do you know where that quote is from?
No.
That's from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, girl.
Who's that?
It's like a movie and it's Paul Rudd's character.
Oh.
It takes place in Hawaii. That's my people.
Oh, wow.
That's my culture. Well, not Hawaiian, but like Polynesia. And he's just like a surf instructor. And like, I think it's Russell Brand is the one that he's like hurt. And he's British. And he's like, please get me help. And he's like, you sound like you're from London.
Oh.
That's my joke to all British people.
See.
That's my opener to all of them.
Yeah, I don't like it. Or there's people that do.
I don't blame
the Queen
you.
Of England. Oh, hello, the Queen. Cheerio.
Yeah.
Makes you want to.
Yeah, Ayami's here from across the pond, if you couldn't tell, y'all.
Hello.
That's not a fake accent. That's for real.
Hello.
I was testing it before.
Were you?
I was just kidding.
Really?
I was just like, oh, I also need to tell you this. My hair and makeup artist / cousin. Named Adam. He's a huge fan of yours.
Oh my God, hi Adam.
He wanted
Adam.
Me to tell you.
Hi Adam.
He's not here. He's
he
with
doesn't
us in
exist.
Spirit.
Really?
But yeah, he wanted me to tell you you're his favorite TikToker.
Oh my God, piss off.
And I'm a TikToker, so that's really fucking rude.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Sorry. I'm so
tough
sorry.
News.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure it's fine because he knows you.
Yeah, whatever. I'll kill him. It's okay.
Oh.
But I'm happy to have you.
Yay.
Are you excited to be here in the States?
Yes. yes.
Yeah.
Don't deport me yet.
No.
Because I just don't like this part of the States.
Yeah.
Sorry,
LA.
Guys. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Lots of people don't like LA.
It's hell, actually. I hate it.
It's pretty bad.
Do you know what? Actually, I feel more comfortable. I think it's absolutely a despicable place. I think it's disgusting.
Do what
disgusting.
You gotta do, girl. Let them know.
Yeah.
I piss people off all the time.
You do.
For
so now I feel more comfortable.
Not to switch gears, but like I went to London for the very first time.
Oh.
Not too long ago.
No, yes.
I was there for a minute, girl.
Yeah.
And I sampled it. First of all, it's so clean there.
Thank you.
It's so clean.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is New York if New York didn't have human shit on the street.
Oh, wow. That's
and I've been
really
to, have you been to New York?
I have, yeah. I love New York.
Lots of human shit on the street.
Okay. Well, that's funny because there's somewhere in Notting... Did you go to Notting Hill, like, west?
No, I didn't really go anywhere outside of London, to be honest.
Well, not it's in London.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh? Notting Hill.
Me
Portobello Road.
Anything.
Did you go to Portobello Road? That's like a...
Sure.
Great.
I honestly don't know. I know I was near Shaftesbury Avenue. I was, like, staying
Piccadilly,
near there.
Like Piccadilly Circus.
Yes. That's where I was staying around.
That's my...
That's your old stomping grounds?
No, I just am proud of myself that I know where things are.
Oh, period. But I did enjoy my time in London.
I'm glad.
It was really nice.
I am glad. I'm glad you said it was clean because...
It was really clean.
I feel like as I'm talking, my jaw is like... I'm glad you...
It was really cool.
Is it just
cool.
me or is my jaw going...
I don't think so. I'm not too sure what you're referencing, but I don't think so. You look great to me.
It feels really like... You know what
Maybe.
I mean?
Sorry. I mean, every time you make that noise, it does that.
Okay. I'll just stop. Sorry, go on. No, go on. Fine. Please.
When I went, I was glad I went in the winter because I hear you guys don't have air conditioning everywhere, which I find to be a crime against nature.
I'm really and sick
honestly,
and tired
a
of
sin
this.
Against God, if I'm being honest.
It's because we're just old.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I feel like.
Because I went to Paris in the summer and, girl. I sweat so much. It was fucking
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, we don't... I think we just say... And it's crazy to me because we haven't learned. Mm-hmm. We haven't learned that we need more air conditioning and air conditioning needs to be readily available.
Yeah.
And every summer people die. And every... Sorry. Yep. I feel like I'm really taking... Every summer people die and people metaphorically die of the heat.
Yeah.
And we don't say... Do you know what we could do? Okay. We could actually just install some AC.
Yeah,
but we don't do that.
I was like, everyone needs to get together over there and be like, we need to put air conditioning everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, when I was in Paris, no elevators anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, God,
girl.
No.
And if they were, they were on some sort of pulley system.
Yeah.
Bitch, come on. I'm too heavy to go on that thing. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me with my man. Please. We have to go in one at a time.
They're literally dinky. I just came back from Paris and actually hated that too.
Yeah.
No,
it was
I didn't.
Horrible.
They were lovely, but it was, yeah.
It was cool. Like, it was so fun and everything is so, like you said, old. Like, it's real, like, architecture is so old over there and in London too. And I was like, that's awesome. Love that so much. I do hate that I can't see it that great because there's sweat in my fucking eyes because there was no elevator to climb these fucking stairs.
Yeah.
Also, I will say the tube. That's what y'all call it, I'm assuming.
Oh, the tube.
The tube. Tube. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, like, as I kept saying the word, I'm like, that word doesn't sound right.
Tube. No, the tube.
The tube.
Well, we say tube because we don't say t. But no, that's fine.
The tube.
The tube, yeah.
Was very
polite,
actually. It was very polite.
Are you pissing me off?
No, I swear to God, everybody was so nice.
What time did you go on the tube?
I went, I want to say at like 10:30, 11 a.m.
Okay, that's why it was nice.
Yeah.
There was no
it was
there.
Before commute, really.
Yes.
Right
if you go on a
the
commute, they're pissing rude.
It was so funny, though, because when I was on, first of all, I was, the wind, fuck with that. Like, there's like a little wind tunnel. I love that. Because every other subway I've ever taken, it's 1,001,000 degrees down there. But that little wind, I fucked with it. I did feel like Andre the Giant, though, in there. Because, like, my head was almost touching the ceiling. I was like, everything is so fucking small.
We're really dinky. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet tall.
Well, then, fuck yes. Our men are barely 6 feet tall. So this is really literally.
I know. My man is 6'4". And when we were in there, he was kind of like this.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is, girl.
That's congratulations. Oh,
yeah. That's why sometimes people are like, how tall are you? Like 5'6"? I'm like, no, I'm 6 feet tall. They're like, well, then why does your boyfriend look like that? Because he's taller
he's
than me.
He's also built like a proper human.
Because he's also, he's taller than me. Girl.
Yeah.
Because God loves him, unlike every man who's not 6 feet.
I
come
hate
on.
Them. Gas them all. No.
And I, yeah, the tube was, the tube.
The
was
tube.
Very nice. Mm. At the time.
Yeah.
I will say though, when we started getting off, almost got ran over. The way they speed off that shit. Like in New York, I'm used to it. In New York, I'm used to it. But like for some reason, since everyone was so chill, I was like, oh, we're chill. I got mowed down by a bitch trying to go to the airport. I was like, okay, all right. Well, in Paris, did you take the fucking subway? Girl.
I have. I don't like the doors.
The way that those doors close with an aggression that I have never seen. That's how the guillotine is modeled after those. Like they live the way they're
probably.
Like, dush, dush, dush. Like I saw a little girl get slammed in that shit. And
how,
then got
how
separated.
Little? She a
was
child?
Like, yeah, she was probably like 9. And she got left behind by her mom. Her mom got in.
Oh, that wouldn't have upset me.
And then and then a French lady next to her was like, it's okay, it's okay.
I've seen a video of that. There was like a little kid that got left and
it's
he was
insane.
Sobbing on the floor.
It's insane.
But that must be scary as a child. Like,
I was like, when I watched it, I was like, well, damn, I don't want what happened to her to happen to me.
That's true.
I'll
yeah, they are aggressive. I think they're just rude in general.
Yeah, but I will say I did start a war with the Brits.
Yes, you
over,
did.
Over food. Yeah.
Would you like to discuss that?
Sure, let's. I would love to. And then I'll talk about the war you started. And that's actually our topic for today.
Oh.
Is pissing off
look
countries.
Look at that segue.
Look But I started it because, first of all, when I went to London, I was like, I'm going to try an English breakfast, like a full English breakfast.
Okay.
I want to try it. I was like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the videos. And I kind of compared it to like Thanksgiving food, where it's like a whole bunch of shit, but all of it together tastes good. So that's kind
okay.
of what I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to try a full English, whatever. Had it on the plane, not great. But then I was like, this is plain food. So I'm going to take it with a grain of salt.
Who did you fly with?
There I flew Virgin Atlantic.
Then yeah.
Yeah. So I tried it and I was like, I'm not loving that, but like, it's okay. I'll try it again. Mm-hmm. Tried it again. Didn't love it. Tried it two more times. Decided I hate it. Respectfully.
Okay.
Love you though.
What did you hate about it?
I mean, I think I hate that it feels like you guys are eating in medieval times.
Okay.
You guys are eating like you're rationing food.
Mm.
And I find that to be upsetting a little bit.
Right.
Like, I just feel like they pillaged so many countries for spices and not one of them made it into the cuisine. I find that a little confusing.
Yes. Personally. Well, here's the funny thing actually that's about that. Our top dish, like the most popular dish.
I bet I know what it is.
Go on.
Is it tikka masala? And that's on period, bitch.
And that is on colonization.
Yeah. And Indian food, there bangs.
Yeah.
That shit is good.
Yeah.
I had Italian food there.
But apparently it's not proper Indian food. Like we've made up, like chicken tikka masala doesn't actually exist in India. Like it's not actually an Indian dish.
Of course
it
isn't.
It is what we created. Imperialism. I love it. But I mean,
I did have a fish and chips though at a pub.
Yeah.
That was good.
Okay.
I fucked with that. Y'all have vinegar and salt on deck, bitch, on every table.
They're I don't like vinegar.
Salt. Vinegar, salt. I don't love vinegar, but on that fish, I was like, okay.
I don't like fish and chips either.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's too, it's too like fishy for me. And also just like the batter. I'm not crazy about the batter. Have you had a battered sausage?
No, but my boyfriend had a sausage roll.
Yes.
And I did try that. And
from
that was
where?
Good.
Where did he have a sausage roll?
We had it in the lounge at the airport.
No.
But it was it was good though.
See,
tasted like stuffing, if you guys have ever had stuffing.
Yeah, we have stuffing. Like roast dinner stuffing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is what a lot of British people were telling me. They're like, did you have a Sunday roast? And I was like, no.
Sunday
girl,
roast. But you have that here, no? Do you have Sunday roast here? Yorkshire puddings? See, you should have had a Yorkshire pudding, Sunday roast. But you should have gone to like the places that are like, where did you eat your full English? I really want to, because a full English, it's just like, it's just eggs.
Yeah. And I don't like how you make them. What's going on there?
What do you mean?
I think they're too runny, but like they're scrambled. Why are they runny? If they're scrambled, make them scrambled, girl.
Oh, you want to, so just well done.
Huh? You guys cook your eggs well done?
You can get, well, yeah. You can also, you know, well done.
Wait, someone asked me something while I was there and they were like, how do you want that cooked? And I was like, huh? Like, I was like, because I don't, like in America, we don't do that. I forget.
I thought you asked for egg preference.
No, egg preference. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they asked me. Yeah. And I do love an over easy egg. I love a runny egg. I love yolk. I love all that.
But not runny scrambled.
Yeah. Because what's the point? You know? Like, if that's the case, I would have gotten over easy, but I didn't.
Yes.
So it's like, I don't know. It was, I forget the name of the place I had. And I honestly don't want to say it because I don't want to fuck them up. But it has nothing to
tell
do
me
with
right
them.
Now. Tell
it's, me. I literally don't even remember. If I remembered, I would tell you. It was near where I was staying. I do know.
See,
that.
See, that's why I feel like it wasn't that good.
You think?
Because you have to go to like a proper calf that's like, yeah. I mean, no.
Maybe.
Do you know what? There's no point. Do you know what? I'm not going to try and convince you, actually, because you already made your mind up. You've already been there about six times.
That's just based off what I had while I was there.
Yeah.
I will say, though, you guys knocked snacks out of the park.
Yeah.
Like chips, or what do you call them? Crisps and shit. Like little chocolate candies. You guys knocked that shit out of the park. Keep doing it.
I feel like chocolate over here tastes so weird.
It's a lot different.
It
really is.
It's a lot different. It's like, I think we have more milk content. That's why.
Yeah.
You know,
well, dairy's better and Europe in general, because I have a huge dairy. Well, I'm actually violently lactose intolerant.
Oh my God.
I choose to ignore it a lot of times, which is a bad thing. But when I'm in Europe, it doesn't affect me because the dairy
is different.
Better.
Yeah, no, I feel like since being here, I have shat myself,
girl,
so many times.
It is so bad.
I don't know why do they want to kill you. I don't understand.
You know what's funny? When I pissed a lot of people off, I was just like, "Hey, the shit is ass." But mostly, like, why do you keep putting peas on my plate? Like, I'll kill the next person who puts peas on my plate, bitch.
You're like a little petit pois.
Just why peas? Of all the vegetables you could pick. Why peas?
I feel like it's quite an easy. It's just easy.
But they're gross.
Peas?
Yeah.
Really? Like a petit pois?
Yeah.
A garden.
I don't know what you're saying. You could
know
be casting a spell on me, girl.
I sure am. No. You know, because you can get garden peas, which are like fat.
Okay, yeah. I had the little minis, whatever the
fuck.
Yeah,
petit pois. You don't like those?
Girl, no.
They're
next,
like
to,
little...
next to my fries, my chips.
Yeah.
Girl, what
they
the
run
fuck?
Around. See, if you look at like, do you have bird's eye here?
No.
Bird's eye is like our frozen food thing. You, like,
okay.
You can get bird's eye chicken dippers.
Okay, okay. Is that like a chicken tender to dip?
No. It's
what?
Like, well, yes, but it's shaped like
a little that.
Okay.
It's cute though. It's like a chicken nugget, but like stretched.
Yeah, that's a chicken tender here. That's what they call them.
No, because I feel like tender has like the way you bread them.
I see what you're saying.
Is different. Do you know what I mean?
So it's a long chicken nugget.
A long chicken nugget.
Gotcha.
Just said that.
The visual, got it. The visual, got it.
Yeah. But in all of our Bird's Eye adverts, they all have chips, chicken dippers, peas, and ketchup.
What's going on? Knock it off.
I love a good pea.
Hey, knock it off. That's why I'm like, if you're going to put green on the plate, make it something else. Why does it have to be
broccoli?
A pea? Yeah, I'm cool with that. Okay. I love broccoli.
Oh, okay.
Peas. And I was like, quit putting them where they're not supposed to be. And then a lot of people were like, oh, girl, it's because you got to have mushy peas. Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't like it.
How do you make mushy peas? Do you know?
I don't piss in her. No.
I don't know what they are.
I think it's just peas and you just...
You just mush them?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought someone told me you put milk and shit in them and I'm like, huh?
Fuck off. No.
Are you fucking with me?
Sorry, no, I wouldn't do that. I don't like mushy peas.
The way I was like, I love y'all so much, but like, knock it off. You're telling me, get some mushy peas. Girl, what the fuck?
You can get it in a can.
I'll mush my nuts on your forehead. How about that? I was like, I just don't want them near my shitty food. Like if I'm eating shitty food, I'm eating shitty food. I've made peace with eating shitty food. I don't want to see a pea next to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't remind me about that.
And the thing is, I feel like I understand you because I'm half Caribbean. So I know what flavor is.
Period.
I don't just have the full English whiteness.
Mm-hmm.
But so I feel like I understand the flavor options, but at some times I do side with the colonizer just because I've grown
near
up there.
Near and dear to your heart. Yeah.
So like a sausage
It's like
roll.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
It's well, that's like, how I feel about American food too. Like sometimes I'm like,
grits.
I was like, nothing makes me more America rah than going to Europe. Cause like every time I go, I'm like, okay, well at least in America they have fucking elevators and air conditioning. I'm just like the worst American ever when I go over there.
Yeah. But I think that's just food, patriotism. Man.
Patriotism. Yeah, it's like patriotism, nationalism.
Yeah.
Which is both of those things are bad. But like,
see, when I think of that, I think of EDL, which is like, it's called English Defense League. Okay. And it's basically people saying, get them out.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Let me know.
I feel like when I was there too and I was talking shit, I got a lot of people messaging me and they're like, oh, that's because you fucking Americans are so fucking fat and you have all these additives and fucking corn syrup and shit.
I've been saying that.
And
not
I was like,
fat.
Okay. I was like, you know what though? Like, be that as it may, right? I said, give me a spice, bitch. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Right? I said, I don't want to eat food that looks like the food that like Matthew McConaughey had to stomach through on the spaceship in Interstellar.
It is
like,
medieval.
Girl, I don't want one that looks like it's in a bag and I have to pour hot water in it and shake it up in order to activate it. Like, don't do that to me.
Well, I feel like it's because we have no natural
like
flavors and spices. Yeah, because all we have really is like potatoes and bread.
Yeah.
That's our like...
That's what
dish.
A lot of people were telling me.
Yeah, so that's
not too many
why.
British people were mad at me. Some of them were pissed off at me.
I mean, it's not that deep. Like, yeah, but it's not like you're saying, fuck!
Yeah, you know? I was literally just like, your cuisine is ass, but I love y'all though.
It
like,
is
y'all
us.
Gave us One Direction. I'm thankful.
Okay.
I'm thankful for y'all. Yeah. Okay? Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love you down.
Adele.
Yeah, and Adele. There you go. I was like, love that. Everywhere else has food. You guys have them. Places.
Yeah, and that's okay. We have...
We all have our strengths.
We all have our strengths.
Yeah.
Ours is just not food. That's why we go on ships and steal other people's food. Yeah.
What about your beef? Let's hear about yours. That you started with the Americans.
Well, my beef... I hate them all.
Pretty much.
No, my beef pretty much is I wish you would all just go away. No, I don't even have... My beef was unintentional.
Yeah.
It was about the rain.
Yeah.
Which apparently...
I saw it. I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But people took it in a way that I was saying, okay, fuck the people that die.
Yeah.
Which is not... which is not what I'm saying.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
At all. I didn't even know people died.
We're silly people on the internet.
We're just silly little kiki.
Yeah, we're making little kiki jokes. It's fine.
And everyone's like, you should research before you make a video. No.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Is that?
I'm sorry. No. It's your job to teach me.
Yeah,
okay?
Period.
Just like with every other issue. No, it's not. It's
well,
not.
And also
researched.
Like, I mean, you guys see the sun, what, 2 days a year? Like,
yeah.
Like groundhogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
So like, so that everyone's like, oh, you hate it here because of the rain. I don't give a fuck about the rain.
You're all the rain's least your
rain.
Problems.
The rain is actually making me feel so happy. I hate you. that's the issue here. No, but I saw that it was raining and basically was like, I got a flood warning. And I was like, guys,
Knock
it's a
it
little
off.
Bit of drizzle. Get a grip. What the heck? It's actually drizzle. It's a little, like a little bit of spit.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself. Yeah. Apparently people die.
Yeah.
But I can't control that. Just, I didn't know.
That's people just taking it too seriously. Again, it's like, that's not what you were talking about. No. It's like they're likening it to something else that you weren't even talking about, which I know. But people get so pissed off when you talk shit about stuff that's irrelevant. Like it's not anything that's racially based or anything. It's literally something silly.
The rain
and food. Like it's like, it's never that serious.
And it was like, I don't understand it. Why? I'm not personally attacking you, but now I am because you're stupid. Now I think you're actually dumb.
You're dumb.
Clearly, you have no sense.
Well, Google a joke and then get back to me.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I did. I said too, I'm like, first of all, chill. Like, because some British people were literally like, I've supported you forever. The fact that you're attacking shit. Girl, relax. I wasn't talking about you.
Lips.
I wasn't talking about you or your mom's food, all right? I was talking about...
Their mom's food is probably shite as well.
I was like, I was being a dickhead on the internet. Like, that's Google a joke and get back to me because that's literally what I'm doing. I'm being silly. It's not that fucking serious. And someone messaged me. They're like, they're just mad because they eat like alley cats. That's hilarious.
We do.
That is. Oh. Yeah, my boyfriend was telling me there. I forget the dish, but you guys put tuna on it, and I was like, huh?
Jacket potato.
That I have seen.
Jacket potato with tuna and cheese.
Yeah, what's going on there?
No, but that is okay. But have you had it?
No, it doesn't appeal. I do love tuna.
Do you like a baked potato?
Yep.
Yeah,
I do love
Try it, honestly. Tuna mayo with cheese. It's honestly
what kind of cheese?
Any
cheese you like, really, or is it like a cheddar?
Oh, anything.
Okay.
Ideally, not mozzarella because I feel like that's a bit too soft. You want to do like a salty cheese.
Gotcha.
To match with the salt of the fit. It's okay. Okay. There's also beans.
Yeah, those I can't get behind. I tried.
Baked beans.
I tried.
Baked beans.
I tried putting it on shit. Like, I tried putting it on the fucking bread and everything.
You didn't like baked beans?
Girl,
beans on toast with cheese.
I like beans, just not with all my meals, but especially not my breakfast.
We put beans with everything.
Literally everything. Literally everything. They're like, and do you want beans? No, I don't. Respectfully.
Wait, whoa, hold on. Whoa. I've just tuned into what you just said. Did you say especially my breakfast?
Yeah.
You're pissing me right
Girl,
off.
Girl, no.
You don't have beans with your breakfast.
Girl, what do you think?
That is a breakfast. That is a breakfast staple.
Is
Eggs,
it?
Beans, toast,
sure, for prisoners.
What? Baked beans.
Girl, I don't Hines. Know what y'all are fucking on.
No, that's okay.
For everyone at home, it's like Bush's beans. Y'all know Bush's beans. And you guys have what? Heinz?
Yeah.
Heinz beans?
Heinz.
Okay, yeah.
Heinz beans.
Yeah, so like that's Bush's beans is what the fuck they're putting on everything, bitch. Including breakfast.
No, but that's... What do you mean including? It's the breakfast. Like, it is the breakfast. What do you have it with?
Dinner?
It's baked beans.
With dinner, bitch. With dinner.
What? With like a roast chicken?
I'm trying to think of a beans meal.
Sorry. Do you know what? Now I understand.
What? You know. Oh, yeah. Like
short ribs and baked beans.
Yeah. Like barbecue.
What the pissing heck? Yeah,
girl. Like they'll have like racks, like racks of ribs, or they'll have like hot dogs and beans on the side kind of deal. You guys put tuna on your potatoes. I don't want to hear it.
No, but that makes sense. That's a savory. That doesn't make
sense.
That's
what I'm saying.
Sorry. No, that. Now I understand the DMs that like, I supported you for so long.
They were like, because I can't get behind this.
I can't get behind this.
I tried.
Baked beans.
I believed in y'all and you let me down. You know what? I didn't go to a chicken shop. I didn't go to one though. I wish I did. They're not very good.
It's a chicken shop. It's like, okay. And I'm saying that and you're like, yeah.
Sure.
No, it's like.
Cane. Do you ever had Cane's here? Raising Cane's? Have you had that here? No, huh? Okay, Raising Cane's is a chain restaurant, but it's like fast food, but they only serve like chicken tenders and fries. That's it. And bread.
Oh.
So that's all the meals they have. It's like they have like three fucking things and like one sandwich.
See, our chicken shops have that, but they also have pizza and they also have burgers.
We have that in other places, but that.
Did you get a kebab?
I did not.
Okay.
I did see, wait, what, what's, oh, shawarma. That's what my boyfriend. Burn.
Technically, that's not even ours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not at all. But my boyfriend said he saw a video on TikTok of a girl getting a shawarma and then putting tuna and shit on it. And
that's disgusting.
Like, I was like, what?
See, shawarma is Middle Eastern, but we have a lot of Middle Easterns.
Yeah. And that's why I was well, I knew that because y'all colonized.
You didn't get a shawarma either? Colonizers.
A what?
Shawarma.
Oh, a shawarma? No. I did not have one of those.
Shawarma, kebab, nothing. Mm-mm. See, then I feel like you didn't actually have it properly.
Girl, I had your colonizer
food.
You had
an English breakfast. You didn't have a roast dinner.
I didn't.
You had beans, but I didn't like them at breakfast.
And I had fish and chips. And I did fuck with that.
Fish and chips is fine.
Yeah, I told them, I was like, that's good. Although I will say, the pub that I did go in, it was... like the upstairs is where you like ate, right? So we had to go up these stairs.
Yeah.
And it was 2 billion degrees in there. I said, you guys don't have air conditioning, but you have heaters. Okay, love that.
Yeah. Because love that. Our houses are built for the cold, basically.
Yeah. And it wasn't even that. I was dripping sweat in that fucking restaurant. Yeah, it was crazy.
Maybe it's because your body temperature naturally is like hot.
It is. Oh. I'm a sweaty bitch for sure.
Oh, love that.
And I was like, I am so tired of going to other countries and thinking I'm going to be cold, girl. I'm not. It's time I accept my fate as a sweaty bitch on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not. Sorry about that.
But you can't tell you're sweaty unless, like, you're sweaty.
Essentially, yeah.
Science.
Yeah. I think, and mostly I sweat, like, I have a theory that if I shaved my head bald, I would never sweat again, probably.
Oh, you think it's your hair?
A lot of it is in my hair. Yeah, a lot of it's in my hair.
It's great, though.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I feel like I loved going to the UK. I thought it was a fucking blast. Everybody there was so nice.
Really?
For the most part. Yeah. They were very, very nice to us. But it's so funny because every time I go anywhere in Europe with my boyfriend, especially, they think he's a famous rugby player.
Oh, really?
And I'm just some bitch that's with him.
Rugby's a big thing, though.
Yeah. They were like, are you on the... Wait a second.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a second.
Because is your boyfriend also from... me.
Getting nervous? He's someone like me. He's okay. Polynesian. Yeah. Yeah. He's... getting nervous. No, he's ooh, someone like me.
Yeah, so we have I think, especially with rugby, especially over there, Polynesian
that's players. Like their only exposure, really. It's so funny to any someone people is like, literally, it's rugby. And when we were in Paris, my boyfriend went to the gym, which again, in Paris, gyms are like non-existent, really. When they have them, they're 100 years old. Like, it's the equipment is 100 years old.
Literally one dumbbell.
And my agent, my friend, she was like, oh yeah, they don't really like work out like that here in Paris. Like, it's kind of just walking and smoking cigarettes really the workout.
I hate them.
And they were so rude in Paris. They're fucking so rude, bitch.
Oh my God.
Girl, not a joke. They are so rude and they hate people of color.
They fucking
hate them over there.
I feel like because they hated you.
Yeah.
They hated me also.
Yeah.
But I'm more white passing than you are.
Yeah. And my boyfriend too. And my boyfriend and my sister and my cousin Adam, like, we were all together. And my agent / friend Alex, she's white, so like, we had her go in places first and then
And they were nicer to her.
Yeah,
because someone told me it's not even a race thing. They just hate if you are a person of color but you're not French, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of our country.
Oh, I'm sure it's like, I doubt it's conditional though, because they were really nice to her.
Really?
Yeah. And her last name is French, which is hilarious.
Oh, what a bitch. She might as well just move.
When we went, I was like, we got to take at least one white person. We are vulnerable. Yeah. If we go over there with no white people on our team, we're too visibly ethnic.
Yeah.
We need at least one. And then when we went to London, her and her husband came with us and he's half British.
Oh, okay.
So like we went and they were so fucking nice to him, I think because they thought he was British.
Yeah.
And they were mean as fuck to her, which is so funny.
Does she have an American accent?
Yeah.
Does he have an American accent?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he looks British. Like, I don't know if it's just maybe vibes.
Bad teeth.
They were... No, he's got like he's a white guy, but he has like a really big long beard and like he dresses kind of British. I don't know. It's like he wears little caps. Shit. I don't know.
I don't know.
They were so nice to him and like to her, they were like, get the fuck out of here. And they were really nice to us.
Well,
but I think
like
that's because they thought my boyfriend was a famous rugby player.
Probably.
So,
probably.
Is what it is.
That's probably what it is.
Even when we got off our flight, this British guy was literally like, oh my God, are you? And he like said some name and my boyfriend was like, no. And he goes, you are him. You are. And then he was like,
no, no, I'm not.
No.
Really?
Yeah. And with the guy who picked us up too, like he picked us up in this like kind of little mini bus.
Mm.
And he was also very old, and that's not me dragging him. Like
he was fucking old.
He was super old, like, which is fine. He was the nicest guy ever.
Aww.
But my boyfriend like kind of like helped with put all the bags in the car and everything. And when he's like, now I'm gonna give you the real tour of London. And we were like, okay. He talked the entire time. We were in the car for almost 2 hours. He talked the entire fucking time. Like he was like, and over here you'll see. And then he starts telling us why like it's better to drive on that side of the road because this and that. Like he was giving us a whole history lesson.
Oh.
And then he turned down the wrong street.
Oh.
Which I believe was a like only for pedestrians because it was like a really narrow alley. Yeah. And we're in this big ass bus and he got fucking stuck. And then he was like trying to do like a huge like 20-point turn to turn around and go out.
Yeah.
And he was backing up and he was like, yeah, this bus is brand new. Like we just got it.
No.
And he's backing up and he slammed into something. Oh. And then he was like, did you guys hear that? And we were like, what am I going to tell you? Yeah, you crash. And then the security guy that was like outside of a bar right there, he's like, mate, you got to get out of the fucking car and come fucking look at this. And he was like, what do you mean? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, you got to come out here and look, bitch. Like you're hitting something like over and over again.
A person or just a car?
It was like him. It was like a big like cement like thing in the ground.
And did he dent the car?
Yeah. The bumper was fucked up. When we got out, I was like, all right, well, love you. Bye. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows because that's where I've been living and I live there and in California. And I love Hawaii and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
Also, I feel like as soon as British people heard that obviously we're American, they felt the need to give me a tutorial on literally anything, like anything at all. Like if I walked in at where they're like, come on over here, I'll show you. This is how you use this. And they were giving me like a step-by-step instruction.
Because we think you're all stupid.
Yeah, that's yeah. I got that. I was like, literally when we got to our hotel, everyone was so nice. And she checked us and she's like, oh, I'm going to give you like a tour of the hotel. We're like, okay, that's pretty standard. She gives us a tour. And then she's like, here's the elevators. We're like, or the lift, right? She's like, here's the lifts. We're like, okay. She goes, this is the lift you take, not that one. And we were like, okay, got it.
Thank you.
There's a sign that says 2 rooms, so I got that. And she's like, okay, and then you press this button to get in. We're like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we get in, and she goes, and then you use your card right here, and then you press your floor number, and then it will take you there. And I was like, yeah, God, I know how elevators work, but thank you, love
wow.
you. And then it closed, and I was like, I don't want one more tutorial from someone, please. Let me be a stupid American if I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right.
But we do hate you all. That's I think that's what it is. Yeah. I was going to say, I think that's maybe why people were rude to you. Because yeah. we do not like...
That was pretty
the Yanks is what we call. It's just so annoying. My grandma calls you guys the Yanks.
The Yanks, and I think yeah.
That's really kind of prehistoric.
I know a lot of people... I was calling y'all when I was talking shit. I was calling you redcoats.
The Muffet. What?
I was like, those fucking redcoats are pissed off at me, bitch. They're
the redcoats are coming.
The redcoats, yeah.
What is
Paul
that?
Revere.
Who's that?
Some white guy.
Who's that? Is that to do with the Civil War?
Yeah.
Is this slavery that we're talking
no,
about?
No, babe. No.
Oh, okay.
It's the Revolutionary War. That's when we fought y'all.
For the tea, Boston Tea Party.
No, babe, that's different. No, Paul Revere like warned everyone when the
Paul
British were
Revere.
Coming.
That sounds like such a like, hi, my name's Paul Revere. Really? And he would. The British are coming. Oh,
yeah,
I've heard
the
that.
British are coming. The
and
British
so
coming.
We're the redcoats.
Yep. That's y'all.
Me saying, you guys are dumb.
Since we're on the topic.
Yeah, go on.
American Samoa has a really, really high obesity rate, which a lot of people talk about, like they associate it with that. But the reason why they have a very high obesity rate is because they were colonized and became an American territory. So they put in franchise restaurants. So like we used to live off the land, but now American Samoa is so colonized that there's nothing but chain restaurants. And it's really expensive to buy groceries because obviously they're an island and they're very far away and they have to ship it from America. Mm. So they don't live off the land nearly as much as they used to. And so they just buy fast food all the time. And that's why we have a really high obesity rate because of America.
I'm sorry.
Fun fact for y'all.
I hate America. I really do.
You and me
but
both,
at the
girl.
Same time, the British didn't do it. Technically, we started it all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, all roads lead back, you know.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to read you some of these TikToks that have to do with us starting wars with each other's countries.
Oh.
But see, look, we're coming together in peace. And
oh,
harmony.
Okay, fine. I thought you meant us going to war.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, you might be going to war.
Yeah.
I won't be a
God
part of
forbid.
That.
You say you, I'm not going. I'm not going.
You're like, oh, no.
No. Sorry. No.
Sorry, can't. Mm. Okay, so in this first video, a man on a podcast is announcing why he feels Texas is the best state in America. Some of his reasons. Yeah. Some of his reasons are Dallas is one of the biggest airports, so it's a 2.5-hour flight from anywhere. There are basically no rules, and Texas is a right to work state, so you don't have to make an excuse to fire somebody.
So okay, but why is that a good thing? Also, you say there's no rules.
Yeah.
Girl. Are you six? Are you 6 years old?
I've been to Texas many, many times growing up because my dad played football in college in Texas. So I used to go all the time. That was my first time having Sonic, actually. Have you had Sonic?
The Hedgehog?
Maybe. Maybe it's his restaurant. No, it's a drive-through restaurant. But literally, you should... If you can, you should go to a Sonic. I think you'll get a kick out of how they serve you because you pull up and like there's like little stalls where you park your car.
Yeah.
And the menu's next to you.
Yeah.
And you order and they bring the shit out to you on roller skates. I'm not kidding.
I'd push them over.
They skate out like with it on a tray.
That's like their thing?
Yeah. That's their thing. If you really want to shit your pants, you should go to Sonic.
Really? Is it really shit?
Yeah, I mean, like most drive-through food here, I'm sure you've found out the hard way. It's pretty bad.
Well, I had Taco Bell.
And how was that? How was the diarrhea?
I actually shat myself.
Like, actually?
It's... I don't know whether... Can we rewind?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, can we rewind and just forget I said that?
Totally.
I actually did shit myself.
That's terrible.
Shat myself.
That's
in
horrible.
A white dressing gown.
What'd you have?
I don't know.
From Taco Bell, do you remember?
I had a beef.
Like
I had
burrito?
A beef. Beef. I had a beef. No, it was the hard one.
Oh, like a taco.
Beef hard taco.
Okay.
That one. But it wasn't that night. It was a couple of days later that I think it decided...
Ooh,
yeah, that's why nice. I don't trust anything here.
Yeah, Taco Bell's pretty, you know, you got to be really low to eat Taco
right,
Bell here.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be like, nothing else is open and I'm fucked up and I need something to eat.
Really?
Taco Bell. Yeah, that's kind of like last resort. Like I was fucking Taco Bell up when I was like in my prime drinking age because now I'll be put into a hospital if I drink like that. But like I'll pass away. But for Taco Bell, like, that was my shit. Like, I'd get so fucked up and I'd go back and I'd order Taco Bell and I'd be like, oh, this is a 5-star Michelin meal. Like, really? I am being served by the greatest chefs on the planet.
See, which one's better? Because there's Del Taco.
And Taco Bell. Del Taco, I personally like more. That might be a controversial take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I fuck with Del Taco.
I haven't had Del
Taco. And they're cheap as fuck. You could go there and
that
order.
That concerns
you
me.
Can order 60 things and it's like $25.
That freaks me out. It's definitely not real beef. Yeah. So
absolutely not. And you know what? When I go and they're like, oh, that's not real Mexican food. Girl, I know that.
I don't give a hoot and heck.
You think I know that 16-year-old white kid? You think I don't know that he's not making Spanish cuisine for me? I don't know that shit.
It's not authentic.
Girl. I'm there because I'm broke and I'm starving.
Oh.
Those are my two. You know what's funny is like I had to take a break from Del Taco for a while because way before I had this platform, I went to Coachella for the very first time. I think the year that Ariana Grande headlined. Yeah. And so I went and we stayed at this like really cheap hotel and next door was a Taco Bell, like literally next door.
Oh, God.
And by the time you get back to the fucking hotel, like nothing is open and you're starving. And I had that to eat every night for dinner for like 3 days. And I was shitting my pants, girl. Well, but I was starving.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
And then I had to take a break for a while.
Oh.
Because I was like,
when was the last time you had it?
Oh, the last time I had it recently was after I went to the Beyonce birthday show, like the Renaissance tour.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Cash. I went to that. I got home at like 4 a.m. and I was fucking starving. And that was the only thing open. So I ordered Del Taco.
And that's okay.
And it did hurt my stomach, but hey, worth it.
Hey.
Delicious.
At the time, you don't think about that. You don't think about the problems.
No, not at all.
I don't eat food thinking, is this going to make me shit myself?
I enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Taco Bell though?
I did enjoy it, but it wasn't like gourmet. It was Taco Bell.
I know you do a lot of videos about like hotel food and everything.
Yeah. Because I feel like hotels, the amount I'm paying.
Yeah.
Get your shit up. Get your cuisine up.
Yeah.
Why the hoot and heck am I getting shit food in this nice hotel?
Yeah.
And it's always not nice.
Yeah, I haven't really had much. I'm like trying to think if I've ever been in a hotel where I'm like, this room service is fucking awesome. Because it's more so
Yeah, it's never that nice. Most and of it's insane. Because I feel like, especially when I do like brand trips and they'll say, oh, no, you're checking. They'll be like, oh, by the way, there's £100 on the room every night. Yeah. But like, don't feel you have to spend it. Like, we're going to be going out of that. Sorry. I'm opening up that room.
Don't you worry
I'm
about that.
I'm not even fucking hungry. I'm like, give me this.
Yeah, don't you worry about that, why. Girl.
Otherwise, I wouldn't get room service. I'd go out. But I'm just spending all these brands' money. And it's all shit.
Yeah, so, get it while you can. Yeah. That's what I think. You were just saying that why there's so many helicopters.
Me. Yeah.
That's why. They're looking for people. I was telling Ayame. They're looking for convicts. A lot of times.
Sometimes
they're like traffic, like helicopters. So they're just showing.
Yeah, the 404 is kind of backed up here, Tom.
You know what's funny is that skit, The Californians off SNL. Have you ever seen it?
No.
You should. Okay. If you look it up, you'll know now that you're in LA for a while now.
Is it the people doing the news?
No, it's the people. They're from California, but they're just constantly talking about all the freeways they're taking.
Oh,
and like they say it in like a surfer guy kind of tone. They're like, I'll take the 101 to the 405 to the 55 and I'll meet you there. Because that's how we talk. Like literally we're like,
really?
Oh, no,
I feel like when I did the rain thing, everyone was like, ha, well, when you're fucking turned over on the 404.
Fuck you. They're probably saying the 405 is a main highway that comes into LA.
I don't fucking know.
You know what's funny is my agent, she's Canadian. So she like, I've told her before, I'm like, do you want to like drive? Like if you want, you can take my car because sometimes she'll stay with me. And she's like, no, I'm too fucking scared to drive here. Like
you guys can't drive. It's actually insane. So many people have literally tried to merge into my car.
Oh yeah. Girl.
And I'm in a big fuck off car. Yeah. Fuck you. I'll crush you.
You can drive manual and.
Yeah.
Period, girl. I can drive a stick. Yeah, I can't drive a stick.
Oh, really? You just learn automatic?
Yeah. That's how everyone here learns. Unless you choose to learn stick, you don't have to.
Well, I feel like all of our cars mainly are manufactured manual.
Yeah,
mainly.
That's cool, though. I feel like if you could drive stick, you'd drive anything.
Really. Yeah, I feel like...
Real badass.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
My friend taught me how to drive stick in college, and I was doing it. But then I was like, why would I do this when I could just,
it's true. Why would you, why would you make your life
why
harder?
Would I choose to do that when I could just not?
It's really silly.
And then that's where I'm stupid because every other country in the world is manual
stick, but you still can, if you're hiring a car, unless you get like deserted in the middle of the country and someone's like, fuck, we only have this like, one car that's so manual.
That's true.
Or you die.
Who knows how to drive a stick? Yeah. That's why I don't know how to do that. You do.
I'll drive your stick.
Ayami's, are you single?
I am newly.
Oh, rep.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're better off.
Quiet on set,
please. Moment of silence, please.
No, it's okay. I'm happy. No, I am.
As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
No, I'm so happy.
You're better off, I guarantee it.
Apparently. That's what people say, but do I feel better? No. No, yeah. I do.
Okay. Publicly, you do.
Publicly, no, I do.
Okay, that's good.
I've only cried myself to sleep about. Out of the whole time that we've been broken up, maybe like 5 times, which is like,
that's not bad.
Over a 3 month space.
Yeah, that's not
that's
bad.
That's pretty okay.
There you go.
So I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad. So if you're interested, she is single.
You have to be over 6'2".
Yeah.
You have to have a fat cock. You have to be earning a lot of money. If you don't, then do not speak to me.
Then forget it.
You can't be insecure. You cannot hate women. You cannot be a homophobe, a transphobe.
Yeah. What else? I think that's...
You can't wear skinny jeans.
There you go. I think that's a pretty easy list.
I'd say that's okay.
Yeah. That's real baseline, I think.
I don't care what race you are.
There you go. Period. As long as you meet those requirements.
Yeah.
There you go.
Then that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of the comments on this video about why Texas is the best. It's not. Even though I have a lot of friends from Texas. And Beyonce's
Houston,
from
Texas.
Houston,
Texas, baby.
Yeah. Beyonce's from Texas. Megan Thee Stallion's from Texas.
I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Me too.
I would actually disintegrate for her.
I would too.
If she said, become a powder, I'd say bet.
When and where, babe?
Yeah, right.
Let
here
me know.
On the floor.
Okay, some of these comments on here. This one says, hush, keep our state a secret, please. We don't need a bunch of pansies coming here. What? Are you 100 years old?
Why do pansies. People, why? Why? And then what is it? Don't be a Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy.
Get a grip.
A why? Pansy? Why? I feel like they say that shit because the next comment says, don't forget our guns. Like, they're an open they're an open carry state. So, like, they
sorry?
Can, open carry means you can have a gun in most public spaces, like, visibly in a house. You could literally just have it and just walk around.
What?
Yeah. They're an open carry state. That's why they say that. They're like, we're so badass. Come and take them.
Because you have guns?
Yeah. And you're allowed to, like, wield them openly, I guess.
I'm so... It actually...
Like, we're in olden times.
It freaks me out. I think even, like... Seeing your police, even I think they have them in Canada as well. Seeing your police have guns, when I saw that, I was like, so I'm gonna die. It was really because we don't like guns are our last resort. We'll taser you, we'll hit you with like a baton.
I fucking wish that was the case here. It's not.
It's so insane. There was one like guy that was like wielding. Wielding an axe like in public space trying to kill people. He didn't. So
like in the UK?
In the UK, and he was running around this like road trying to kill people. And the police, like there was this video footage of the police trying to stop him with an axe. And they're like, hey, guys, come on.
Take it down a notch.
But no guns.
That's crazy.
It freaks me the piss out. So free gun state, you said? Free gun
open carry.
Piss off. Why?
I know. In case you fucking redcoats come back over here, fucking
but I got
gunslingers.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it's for. It's the most, like...
Are you allowed guns in this state?
It's not an open carry state, no. Which means you cannot have guns in any public space.
So yet. You have to have it locked up?
Yeah, essentially. And you have to have a permit and all that stuff. Right, like there's like a
you
whole
don't
bunch
need a permit for Texas?
No, I think you do.
Oh.
I actually don't know. I'm assuming you do, but like I have no clue.
Don't assume.
It's just way more like open and common to have guns. Like you could be shopping in the grocery store and someone in front of you could have like a gun in a holster like in front of you and then they're allowed to do that. But you can't do that here. The gun laws are actually pretty strict in California.
Oh.
Yeah. More strict than most states, which is not saying much, but yeah. Bummer.
Now I'm depressed. Thank you.
This last one says, just a reminder to all moving here from California, respect the state and culture. If you ain't red, don't bring your ass here. Okay. Well, that could mean a whole bunch of things. Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but just in case you don't. Like,
they're racist?
Well, yeah, obviously. But they're a red state. So a red state and a blue state are like the two. Blue states are more
democratic.
Liberal. Yeah. Blue states
Republic.
Are Republican.
Oh.
Republican are red states. Blue states are Democratic. So like.
Which one's the good one?
Blue.
That's typically. The elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Wait. Is the blue? No, wait. No. No, I'm wrong.
One's a donkey, one's an elephant. Which
oh,
is
yeah. Donkey,
pissing
donkey
rude.
Is blue. Elephant is red.
We that's shouldn't be the donkey. Me saying we. Like, they shouldn't be. They're the good one. They should not be the donkey.
Yeah, it's like, and it's all very subjective because there are a lot of bad things on both sides, if we're being honest. But like blue is more liberal. So like liberal progressive.
Okay.
Red is more conservative.
So they're a red state. They
they're
always
a red state.
Vote.
Duh, because they fucking love guns and they're very racist. So.
See, the thing is that comment where it's like, don't come over. Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. No. Don't come. Fuck it. I wouldn't come. Yeah, I would not go
I
to Texas
be.
Unless it's against my will. Yeah. Unless I really have to go. I don't plan on going there.
For real.
Sorry. And I know the little lady here that's from Texas. I'm sorry. But no.
It's all right. If they're a good person, I know a lot of good people from Texas. They know. There's a lot of fucking problems with that state.
Like, why are you racist? Just why?
Oh, girl.
Why? No, but why?
What's going on?
Why? No, genuinely.
This isn't like you.
No. No, but if you can actually tell me why.
Yeah. Tell me. They really don't have an answer for that.
Because, shut up.
Yeah, they came from your island. That's your fault.
I'm sorry. That's fact.
Well, honestly, if it's coming from a red state, a lot of times it is the craziest headline you've ever seen. And it could be that it is like so far past the truth. It's not even funny. And they like don't know anymore. Like red state people who are like super racist and awful. They're like, did you guys know that they're fucking cloning people and they're sending them over here? Like they'll say the craziest shit you've ever heard. And you're like, where did you read that?
Where?
And then they're like,
show me the article.
Then they're like Facebook. And I'm like, okay, well, there you go.
Right.
Okay, well, there you go. Go fuck yourself. So, okay, this next video, this is a black woman. She's speaking on some of her personal experiences of racism in Florida. And one example, she talks about how it's known to be such a friendly state, but most of the time when she's at grocery stores, the employees don't smile or say hello to her, but then they go out of their way to make conversations and be friendly with other customers.
Right.
And then this first comment says, please share this so people will move out of state so housing can be cheaper. Yikers. Okay. Housing is ridiculously cheap in Florida compared to most states, especially California. It's like California and New York are the most expensive states because that's where everyone wants to live. Mm. You know when people are like, in fucking Texas, you could get a 7-bedroom house for that much money. And I'm like, yeah, because you're stuck in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, then I have to live amongst racists. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'll pass.
No thank you.
Thank you, though.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But as if they're saying, yeah, keep telling everyone that we're racist so that all of you guys leave.
They're like,
that's
yeah,
what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell them that.
Get out then. Yeah. How about you leave?
It says, that's not racism. They just have nothing to say to you. Try starting a conversation with them first. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Like, God.
What?
Why don't I just talk to racists?
Yeah, maybe I should try.
That's like when they tell me. Yeah, literally their fucking heads turn. Like,
literally, they're like, oh, so you're black?
Yeah.
That's literally them.
Yeah, every single time. It's so funny too, because even here, like, but anywhere really, every time I fly somewhere for work, sometimes like, because I, whatever, if I fly first, whatever. And
fly
trust
first.
Me, fly first class.
Fly fucking first.
Girl, come on. Sorry. Fly. But
I'm
anyways,
not doing economy.
When I do it, I, this is not a joke. Every single fucking time someone stops us and goes, this is for first. Every time. That's not a joke. Every fucking time. When I left the UK, bitch, when I left the UK, we, went to every, like went through all the TSA shit, whatever, yeah. Went to our gate. When we get to the gate, my boyfriend goes first and then they're like, oh, it's for first. And he goes,
I can read.
Yeah. He's like, I know I can see the. I can see on the screen it says first. It's fine. And he's like, no, I know. I have that. And they're like, oh, okay. And they scan it.
I wouldn't even reply.
I know. They scan it. And then they're like, can you step to the side? And then my boyfriend's like, oh. And he
randomly.
Thinks he has to wait. Yeah, random. So random. And then he goes and he's like, oh, I think they want to check. Because we bought like some souvenirs and stuff. And he's like, oh, I think they want to check these bags. The guy goes, no, I don't want to see those. I want to put those down and take your shoes off. I want to look in your backpack. And then
fuck you.
My boyfriend was like, for what? And he's like, oh, it's just a random check. Oh, I fucking bet it is, bitch.
I'm sure it
is.
I
bet it's so random. Like, 8 white dudes walked in front of us. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure it's...
You don't want to randomly check them?
Oh, I'm sure it's so fucking random. And it's always my boyfriend or me.
It's like, so every time. Rude.
So we go and then I'm like... And I'm standing over there with him because I think that I have to go too because I didn't hear the conversation. Yeah. And they're like, oh, ma'am, you don't have to go over there. Like... come over here. And I was like, well, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's a random check.
Them with a glove.
Yeah. They're like, and I was like, oh, random? It's random. Super random, I
it's
bet.
It's so annoying. I used to, when,
it's so bad.
When I used to fly with my sister's hijabi. She's okay. Muslim. Yeah. Every time we flew, she just got in the line for the random check. She's like, let me save you all some time.
It
because
sucks.
I know what you're thinking.
It's fucking terrible.
It's like what?
At this point, like, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
And I was like, I was so annoyed. I was like, why are you guys doing? I said, hey, what's the fucking point of TSA? Hey, what's the point? If he snuck a bomb past this point,
yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay. And then they literally looked through every single thing in that backpack. He was standing there for a minute and he was so like, it's humiliating too. They make you do it in front of everyone. Like, and I was like, dude, this is fucking bullshit. And I was telling him too. I was like, this is bullshit that you guys do this. Like, is your TSA that fucking shit that you guys have to check randomly check again, but you only checked him. And then we were walking on and he's like, hey, don't be afraid to randomly check white people too. Like,
yeah.
Cause we were the only people of color in
of course.
First.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, of course.
The only people of color in first.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, nice.
Love that.
And I'm sure you deal with that shit too. It's fucking
well,
bullshit.
When I was flying here, I didn't fly fast. I flew business, but
it's all right though.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. And they basically, when I was queuing up to go to business, and here's the thing, I have a, because the, what's it called? The airline I flew with, yeah. I have a membership with them because I love them. They're called British Airways. Hi. And I have like a very high tier with that membership.
Yeah.
And I was queuing up to go into the line for business because they obviously do first and business first.
Yeah.
And the woman was like, oh, no, we're not doing economy yet. And I was like...
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Do I look poor to you?
Yeah, that's what I was like. No. You just don't look white.
Yeah.
That's what
and
it is.
But the thing is, it's you don't really, you kind of go through your life like, la di da di da, I'll be fine. And then things happen. You're like, fuck off.
One time we flew, I was going to New York, and this lady, she was like, oh, we're boarding, because I think at the time I was flying JetBlue, and they call their first like Mint or something. So she's like, oh, we're doing Mint. And then to me and my boyfriend, and we're like, I know. And we scanned our passes, and she's like, we're doing Mint, like started talking louder. And I was like, I heard you. And then she goes, can I see your passes? Like to me and him. And then we showed them, and she goes, oh, you guys are Mint. Oh, that's crazy.
Would you look at that?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it turns out I can fucking read.
I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. I hope she went home. She tripped. She fell in a puddle.
Had a terrible
night.
She
had a terrible evening. She ate some food. It gave her food poisoning. She was bedridden for days.
Girl.
I don't know who you are, but fuck you. It pisses me off.
It's so funny too, because I'm like, I feel like you think like past like racism, right? Like I can fucking read. Right, so I can read, and
you're
I can
also
see.
Young, like it's not like you're like
too,
old and senile where it's like, okay, maybe you did get a bit dizzy and lost. You're young, like I know how the world works. In fact, I'm building it for you. So why don't you fuck
no
off?
Thanks to you. Shit,
so fuck off.
When I bought out, I was at the department store, a department store the other day, and I was buying a dress, and it was for an event, so it was like kind of expensive. Which, whatever. But, like, I was buying it, and the lady goes, oh, like, is it for a special occasion? I'm like, yeah, it's just, like, for work. And then she goes, oh, okay. And she goes, you saw the price tag, right? And I was like...
If you don't get the fuck out of my
face. I was like, yeah, I did, yeah. Did I see it when I tried it on in the dressing room? Yeah, I did. And then she was like, oh, okay. And she's ringing it up, and she goes, for work, huh? And I go, yep. Because I'm not talking about what the fuck I'm doing. And she's old as shit. So I'm like, I'm not trying to have...
Get away from me.
For something for the Grammys. So I like didn't want to talk about what it was for. I was just like, it's for work. Like, it's not a big deal. And she goes, okay, work, right? And I go, yeah. I said it three times. And then the last time she goes, what do you do for work? And I go, oh, all kinds of stuff. And then she was like, okay. And I go, all right, cool. Thank you.
Get on my face.
Got my bag and I left, and my boyfriend was laughing. He goes, that was so awkward. Like the girl's like, she was like poking and prodding because she wanted to know, like, because I look too young and I'm not white. So she's like, how can you afford
how many
something?
Drugs have you brought into this country? Is that what you're doing?
I'm like, in my hand or up my ass?
But do
different numbers.
Do people not feel like, do they not feel the awkwardness and then try and be just like, nice?
It's horrible.
It doesn't make sense. Like, do you not understand that you're making it awkward? Like, can you not sense that and then say, anyway, let's pivot and change that?
Yeah. Well, if you're thinking it, keep it in here.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because I don't care. Because how about you wait, if you really believe I can't afford it, how about you wait until I use my card
and it gets declined?
It gets declined. And then you can kiki at that moment.
Yeah, then you can laugh.
Wait.
Privately.
It's not like you have a lot of time on your hands right now. Look after me.
Girl.
Jesus.
I was like, all right, well, when I was in Paris, I literally, we planned, like we made reservations at a restaurant and we were like, it said it was like upscale attire. So they were like, we dressed nice and we went, and it was not too far from where we were staying. So we just walked there. And when we walked up, there was like a bunch of bouncers, which first of all, what the fuck is their security doing outside of a restaurant? Like what the fuck is going on in there? And so then we go up and we send Alex, cause she's white. And we're like, you go tell them. And then she goes and she's like, oh, I have a reservation. And they're like, you have a reservation. She's like, yeah. What time? And then she tells them and she has her name and we're like 20 minutes early. And they said to be 20 minutes early. And then they're talking amongst themselves. Someone goes inside, someone comes out, and then they come and talk to us. And they're like, yeah, so like there's no reservations available. And we were like, even though we made one. And then he goes, Yeah, I just like, I don't know where you guys made it. We're like on
your
open
website.
Table. Yeah, on the website that is connected. It's like connected to your website.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no. They like didn't even have a good like fake excuse. Like they were
for
just
the
like,
white girl?
Yeah, once she came and stood with
and
us,
she was like, hold on, cancel that reservation. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then like they were like, we're full, we're busy, and I'm like, okay. And then we turned and we saw like a group of like 10 white girls walk right in.
Oh, of course.
No reservation, no nothing. And I was like, oh, okay. So I took a picture of it and I was like, hey, fuck this restaurant, by the way. It's called Mamma Mia Paris, fuck them. And I literally posted, I'm like, hey, fuck this fucking restaurant. They're fucking racist. Like I posted it everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they blocked me. Because people were commenting on their thing. They're like, I didn't know you. They're like, oh, food was okay, but the racism was really bad. Like they were writing shit like that, like Yelp reviews on their fucking Instagram.
Good, I love that.
And I got blocked by them.
So you are racist, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You are racist. Like, so you guys, okay, yeah, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in 3 delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms.
But really quick, I do want to ask you a question about your
content. Oh my God.
Hard pivot.
Oh my God.
But it's about your content.
Okay.
So your reaction videos were some of the first ones I ever saw about you. How'd you get into those? I'm so curious.
I don't know.
Those and when you're singing When Someone's Hot.
That was the first one I did. Yeah. I did one, which was for basically, do you know Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I never watched it, but I am familiar.
Okay.
And I know that guy is David also. Tennant. No. The other one. He's also in House of Dragon. What's his name?
Oh, him. Matt.
Something. The white guy in House... The uncle in House of Dragon.
Matt Smith.
Matt Smith. That's right. That's Matt Smith.
Sorry, just literally came to me. Matt Smith. Matt Smith. Him. Yeah, him.
He was a Doctor Who, right?
He was a Doctor Who, but...
Got it.
There's... So, like, because Doctor Who's, like, our show.
Mm-hmm. That's y'all's show.
So, yeah, that's our fucking show. So... When I grew up, Doctor Who, you have like your own, like people, because it's been going for years.
Yeah.
People have their doctor.
Yeah. Like their favorite
one. Yeah. So mine is David Tennant. He's an actor called David Tennant. I would literally, if it were raining and there were a puddle, I would lay myself on the puddle so he could walk over me. That's how much I love him.
And that's on period.
I did a Sing If You Find Attractive. And he was one of the people that came up in this. That's when I scream.
And then people clipped that.
Yeah. So posted that and people just adore me.
I guess like I've charmed everyone.
They finally recognized I'm amazing. And then from then did like just reaction videos to like food to that guy that chops wood.
Oh yeah.
And that's just, I guess, become my thing. But
period.
People like my reaction because I don't understand. I feel like it's just like,
You're just that charming.
I'm just being me.
Wait, I do have another question. The Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
That's my favorite show of all time.
Really?
I fuck so heavy with that show.
It's
crazy. What I would do to get on that show, bitch, if you're
ever
watching.
Oh my God, they have a celebrity one. They
I
have
know,
one,
I've seen it.
Stand Up for Cancer.
I saw it. I saw Jade Thirlwall on there. I saw Liza Koshy on there.
Really?
KSI on there.
Piss off. Liza Koshy was on.
Yeah, on the celebrity one. I saw it.
But she's not even from here.
I know, girl. That's why I said, send me over there, bitch. I know I talk 1,000%. Shit. Y'all, this is what I will say. Although I talk shit on your food, your pastries are out of
we
this world.
We have fantastic pastries.
Out of this world,
Victoria
bitch.
Sponge? Have you had a Victoria Sponge?
I did not have that. Okay. But I did have a couple like pastries and like croissants. Like
that's not us.
Whatever the fuck. I had it there and it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. Y'all, y'all are murdering pastries. Keep it up. You're
Thank
doing
you.
Great
yeah, we're
job.
Good with our dough.
Yeah, you're good. So I was like, white people. One thing white people can do is bake.
Yeah, we can bake.
You can bake, bitch.
That's the thing. I feel
bake
like,
your ass off.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Bake Off. I could never go on because I can't bake.
Me either.
No,
that's why I said bring me on. I'm as a contestant, like with the normal people. I'm going to go out week one easily, but I will tell jokes the whole time. I'm going to do bits.
Comedic relief.
Yeah, I'm going to do bits.
Everyone needs that.
Bits the whole time. And then they're going to be so charmed by me, they hire me as a third host.
Yes.
That's my evil plan.
No, that would be great. I feel like you and Noel Fielding.
Oh, period,
I don't know
bitch.
If he still does it. Does he still do it?
Yeah, Noel Fielding. Yes.
I fucking love him.
Me
you
too.
You and him would just, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I feel like... With that, my favorite part about that is that everyone is so nice to each other on that show. Cooking shows in America, bitch.
Oh, really?
They're like, I'll kill you with a gun. They are so aggressive on them here. Like,
what, in the contestants?
Yeah. Like
well,
they,
I've seen
and
that.
The judges are so cutthroat, too. Like,
really?
They're mean as fuck to each other here.
Oh, no.
But, like, there, it's all good vibes, and they're all competing for a fucking cake.
Because we're baking fucking cakes. Sorry. Could you imagine us being cunts while we're baking cakes?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm about to put this fucking Victoria sponge in the oven, but fuck you all.
And the prize is literally that fucking cake stand, and that's it.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
And also just the knowledge that you've won.
Oh, yeah. The friends you made along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best
exactly.
part.
Well, there's one woman that won. She's a hijabi. I've forgotten her name.
I know her.
And she's a big fuck off now. She's huge.
Really?
As in like as a success.
Yeah,
successfully.
Is.
Successfully, she has really made it.
I loved that season too. I am obsessed with that show. Every time
really?
The new season comes out, I'm like tuned in, bitch.
Do you have MasterChef?
Yeah, we have MasterChef and we have MasterChef Junior too, which is
the
kids.
The children.
The kids.
That one guy that's like,
my potatoes. Oh, was that big? Yeah, he's like, my potatoes. Yeah. Yeah, there is one where they're like, okay, you're on two separate sides of the kitchen. And then it's like, each side has an obstacle. So like one, their oven is across the way and they can't cross the line to go cook. So it's literally like American Ninja Warrior and cooking. Which
Why
I find to be
insane.
Why
would you do that? Why would you do that?
Entertainment, I guess. It's Americans
like,
just dig
how
it.
Can we make this more insane?
Yeah, like one was like they were outside at like, and there was like a campfire.
Mm.
And it was like literally the only oven they had was a campfire and like a little griddle thing. Cutthroat kitchen. That's what it's called. Cutthroat kitchen.
Well, it's in the name.
And the guy, like, he had a really long rod, and that was the only way that he could cook his food. Like, he had to go and, like, put it over, and then he was like trying to cook it from fucking 100 yards away.
No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't go on. Sorry. If I was like a
Girl.
Proper cook chef,
yeah.
And they said, "Welcome to set. Today you're going to be cooking, but you're on." In an igloo.
Yeah, but there are live alligators. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, enjoy. I'd say goodbye.
Like, have you seen, have you watched Chopped?
No.
Oh, Chopped
I don't
is
really
crazy.
Watch cooking things.
If you look at Chopped versus Great British Bake Off, it's insane. Like, Chopped, well, they cook savory foods, but they do an appetizer, a main, and a dessert. And each
right.
round, someone gets chopped. So it's like, you end up, oh. you start with four, end up with two. But they give you a basket, and it's like four fuck-ass ingredients, and they're like, make something, bitch. What? And you have... 30 minutes and they're literally like
time
yeah and they're trying to cook everything like make something girl
see that would be yeah no
it's
I
so
I could
like,
not do cook I don't cook
me either.
I don't cook
me
and
either.
I don't watch cooking shows really
yeah
to be honest
mine is only the Great British Bake Off I don't think that counts because it's baking
yeah no well
and I love it
do you watch Is It Cake there's a show
I
called
have
Cake.
Never watched it but I do know what it is
it's just it, you get to like the fourth episode and you're like yeah it's cake
Like, yeah, it's not much longevity in that show, is there?
Yeah. Like, is it cake? Yes,
I'm glad you don't cook either. Neither do I. My
I
man does.
Cook?
I don't.
Oh.
I mean, I can, but
At
I just...
At all. You can, you just don't. Do you do that, like, actively you refuse to cook?
No, it's more so, like, why would I if my man prefers to do it?
True. Yeah, if he prefers, like, why would you?
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't want you in here. Like, it's going to stress me out. I'm like, oh, bummer. I'll go sit on the couch.
Oh, tell me when it's ready.
Call me when it's ready.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, see, but at the same time, people will see that and be like, but you're a woman.
Yeah.
Why?
A woman who doesn't cook and
why
you can eat that.
You better go to hell. Go straight to hell. Yeah. Your man cooks for you?
Yeah.
Burn in hell is what they say.
He
so
loves cooking.
It. No, I
and
like that.
And he's good
that.
At it. Ugh. Period.
I do actually want you to go to hell.
And he's 6'4". Love that for me.
Oh, I actually fucking hate you. I just said I'm going through a breakup, Drew. do you want to just kill me? That'd be really nice.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll manifest someone for you.
Please.
Someone who does that. 6'4".
Well, yeah, I'd
big,
like him
strong.
To cook. Well, I don't mind if he doesn't. If he can cook, no, I want him to cook. Because what the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you cook?
You don't have basic life skills?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. I'm getting really sick and tired of like, someone was, what was it? There was this one video. Sorry, I'm really going off a tangent
because
I'm getting
totally
really
fine.
Sick and tired of men just getting absolutely the benefit of the doubt. It
Girl,
just really
you're telling
fucking
me.
Pisses me
you're
off.
You're telling me.
But there was one video of a guy and he was like, it was like him cleaning a kitchen and like cleaning his house. And he was like, one thing my wife will never be is a single married mother. Basically to say like, I also help in the house.
Oh my God.
Well fucking done.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm getting rid, and all the comments are like, oh God.
Give him the key to the city. He deserves it. Girl.
What?
Girl.
Are we deranged?
Girl, the way I've talked shit on that too. I'm like, I literally, on my episode with Brett Newstrom, we were joking about it. Cause I'm like, men would be like, I don't hate your fucking muffin top. And then women are like, protect this one. Girl, fuck him and his mom. Like that's just not real. That's just not real.
What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean? It really
pisses
me off.
And it's a million likes.
Yeah. And it's like, oh God, he's such a real, your wife's so lucky. Is she?
I don't believe it.
Because you wash the fuck up? What? It really, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
When they do basic human life skills and then they're like,
and
wow.
Like, oh. What? It's insane.
But that's also sad too, because it's like a testament to how rare that is, that women find that and revere it, which is a fucking bummer. But like, it's not their fault they feel that way, but it is our responsibility to diagnose
it. To say, well done.
That's like bare minimum shit, bitch. Like, he remembered your birthday? Yeah, he fucking should. You've been dating for 10 years.
I hate people.
And you're still not married, which is totally fine if that's what you want.
If that's what you want, but
if it's not.
And he's saying, oh, I just don't believe in marriage because shut the fuck up, get out of my face. Get out of my face.
I'm like, congrats. Tell that to the next bitch. Bye. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like.
But it makes me so sad for women.
I know. It's all right. Good thing they have us. So charming and beautiful.
Yeah. I am charming and beautiful.
Period. Okay, to round out this episode,
yes,
I'll ask you,
go on.
What is your best piece of advice for Americans when they're going over to the UK? And then on the flip side, Brits when they're coming over here. Any advice?
Sorry, my stomach's rumbling. I'm going to think about this one because I really want it to be a serious one. Me going back onto drugs. Yeah. No, I do want it to be. Okay, Americans going over to the UK, practice hiding your accent.
Yeah.
Because immediately we hate you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
We hate you.
Yeah. Practice doing a British accent.
But like a good
a real
British
one.
Not like an American British
not
accent.
Not like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Like every time I see British people, they're like, what's the worst British accent you've ever seen portrayed in film? And they're like, every single one of them said Dick Van Dyke.
Well, his isn't the worst.
Is it not?
You know Peter Dinklage in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
It's fucking shit. But I love him.
I love him down.
Yeah, but no, that was shit.
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than a bad British accent. Just like there's nothing worse than a bad... anyone trying to do an accent that's not their own and you're like, what the fuck was that? Get a dialect
coach. I was
going
to say, do you hate that when Americans, like, they're like, wait a second, and they start talking to you? In a British accent.
What, in a British, yeah. Like when you just tried to do it when I first came. And I was like, okay.
Well, when you sat down and we opened the show and I did that.
Yeah.
That was specifically because I know you hate it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so just making me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, just a silly billy move.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I hate it.
Yeah.
No, don't suppress your accent. Just don't expect things to be big.
Yeah, yeah, most
our
things.
Penises, our
food size.
Your food size, it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck me.
It is big.
Fuck me.
Period.
Honestly? Also, anyway, no, okay. That's what I would say for going to the UK. Other than that.
For Brits coming here.
Brits coming here.
Any advice? Don't.
Yeah, I don't think there's any good advice. You're gonna have to live through it.
Yeah. It's a canon event. You gotta experience it. Gotta
you
live
have
through
to
it.
Experience coming here. Mm-hmm. When you go shopping, expect to be harassed.
Yeah.
You guys just don't leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
They're obsessed with an accent.
Why? Yeah, but even you don't even have to speak. And it's like, hey, how are you? Can I help you out today? You can't.
That is so real. That
leave
is so
me
true.
The fuck alone.
I went in one Tesco when I was in the UK.
Tesco!
Yeah, I went in one.
Tesco.
I just won. And the way that cashier he
won't even look at you.
He wouldn't have cared if I died in front of him. Like, he did not give a fuck about me.
And I love that.
Like, I walked up and he was literally like, what? Like, bitch, I'm trying to buy something. Shit. Yeah. I'm like I walked into his home. Yeah. But I fuck with it. Like, yeah. Someone who leaves me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But
here.
It's like when it's like, because when I walk in, I'm like, oh, I'm just looking. Thank yeah. you. And they're like, great, no worries. Can I get you anything? And then you're looking at clothes and you're like, can I set up a fitting room for you?
Yeah.
No, you fucking can't. I don't want to fucking try this. It really annoys me. It sends me into like an absolute rage that I just want to like get away from me.
Fist cock back.
But it I won't.
It's okay though.
But that's what I would say. Prepare to be harassed. Prepare to be hated. Don't comment on the weather. Yeah. Just don't fucking do it.
Yeah. For the best.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
Just be British. Also, just try and suppress your colonialism.
There you go.
Because
recognize
think,
it.
Yeah, because I think as well the reason we hate you guys
yeah.
is also because we naturally just hate anyone that isn't British.
Yeah.
But like in a polite way. Yeah, not in a French way.
Yeah, the polite way of British people being rude is crazy. It is so funny to me. Like when they're being rude or they're trying to be rude or they're trying to insult you.
Yeah.
And it's so like, it just sounds like a riddle to me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, you're crazy.
A lot of our like speech language is yeah. Shakespearean.
Yeah.
So like
it sure is, girl.
Like, I'd call you like a dirty washcloth. And that would be like, it, you mongoose. And that's it. That's an insult. We don't read. That's the thing. I don't feel like we're good at reading people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
An American
we're
thing.
We're awful. We are yeah. terrible.
That's I find it hilarious. The way that you guys insult people, I find that so funny. It is so polite. So like proper.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's are you kidding me right now? How
that's why when I hear British people cuss and shit yeah. and they really be going in, I'm like, that's on period, bitch. Because I feel like I'm watching like a dog walk on its hind legs.
It's not scary at all. Like if you go out in the UK and you go like and see men drunk and they're about to fight,
yeah.
and they're like, oh, are you fucking having me on? When you look at it, you're like, oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone when Love Island became a big thing here.
Yeah, oh
and
God.
They're like, what do they say? Are you mug?
He Are you mugging mugged me off? Yeah, he's mugged yeah. me right off. He's mugged. Am I a mug?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, but at the same time, don't let that be a representation because I feel like everyone that goes into Love Island is a pussy. Really? How are you not fighting?
That's so funny.
Not that
yeah, I saw your video this morning
How
about
are you
Love
not
Island.
Fucking fight? How is someone snogging your man?
Oh, girl.
How is someone kissing your person that you're paired with? How are you in an argument with someone and you haven't said, do you want to fucking fight?
I'm in there and I'm causing drama.
1,000%.
Like I'm not getting coupled up. I'll probably go out first. I'm 1,000. Starting fires
They'll
everywhere.
They'll keep you in just for that.
There you go. That's I'm starting it. Fires everywhere. I'm making alliances.
It makes no sense to me. Yeah. And also, God forbid I'm ever stood up in a line waiting for a man to say, yeah, I want to couple up with her. Wait, praying that I get picked by a man. God forbid that ever
Don't do that to me.
Don't ever.
Don't put me in that
if
position.
If they ever said, okay, this part of the filming, we're going to have you all in a line and they're going to come and walk through and say who they find the most attractive. I'd like to go home, please. I'd like to go home now.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Actually, cut that.
Also, I watched the USA version of Love Island. Mm. I like the British one better.
Yes.
You know what I fuck so heavy with on that show? Is that they're so fucking honest. Like, they're literally like, I was fucking with you heavy, but he came in and he's way hotter than you, so
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Peace and love, though. Good luck to you. Hope you don't go home.
They are really strong.
Heavy with that.
Someone said they really have warrior mentality. I don't know how yeah. you can live through that.
They're stronger than us.
They really are. They different. Should be drafted. Not me.
Dude, absolutely. Imagine it's just all Love Island people. That'd be crazy.
That would be insane. We'd lose, but I feel like we'd lose every war.
Okay, so we talked about all kinds of shit.
Everything.
All kinds, everything. And you, obviously, because you're so funny and we fucking talked about all kinds of funny shit, but I love you as a content creator. I think you're amazing. Ayame also does stand-up, by the way.
No, I fucking don't.
Yes, you do.
I refuse, actually. No.
Your live shows that you were doing.
Yeah.
I think you're hilarious.
Doing is... That we're doing past tense. Never doing again. Thank you.
But I think you're hilarious.
Thank you.
And I think that you're so talented. And I think everyone should follow Ayame. Where can everybody find you?
Well, my name is Ayame, and I am on TikTok and Instagram. This is like really like I'm like I'm on TikTok
and Instagram.
They'll
put it below you too.
Oh yeah. Well, you can follow me right here. Ayame.p. It's yeah. Japanese, but I'm not Japanese. Anyway, yeah. Colonialism.
Right. Period.
That's me.
And you have a podcast.
I do. Yes. It's called Innie, or Maybe Trust. That's why I find it like sitting here, I'm like, fucking hell, just end the podcast. Because it's literally, I did a podcast episode the other day and I was in my bed. Period. In my bed, turned on my camera and I was like, hi guys. I come in here and it's like, Mark. What? Yeah, that's my part. Sorry, Innie, or Maybe Trust.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure y'all follow Aome on literally everything and go listen to her podcast. I watch her clips all the time.
It's a waste of time.
There's yeah, I could listen to you talk forever.
Stop.
Yeah.
Should we kiss?
After.
Oh. I got really my
well,
heart
after jumped. I'm gonna line you up and then I'm gonna let you know if I pick you and couple up with you.
Oh yeah, as you should.
That's the finale.
As
to the
you
show.
Should.
Yeah.
Where's the line hub? I'm here. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Comment Section Show. Thank you to my amazing guest, Aome. Remember to go follow her on everything. Listen to her podcast. She's hilarious, as I'm sure you guys already fucking know. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this very special episode. Remember, all Comment Section episodes are available every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, or you can watch the video for free exclusively on Spotify. Stop fucking asking me where the video lives. Please, I'm begging you, tell your friends. It's only on Spotify. It's nowhere else. It's only on Spotify. That's the third time I said it. Please hear me. Okay, I love you all so much. Thank you so much to Aome. Thank you to all of you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.